The Business Matrix. Everything you need to know about starting a business to Fortune 500 companies. We break it down in a way that gets your business growing today. Now here's your hosts, Benny Randall Jr. and Christy Rutherford. Broadcasting from New York City and distributed worldwide on BashaniRadio.com, iHeart, iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you listen to podcasts. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, and it is 2020, and we in your face for a special edition of Business Matrix. I'm Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. I think I already said that, but I just want to say it again just in case y'all wasn't listening before, you know, we started. And I'm along with the powerful one, the extraordinary one, Christy Rutherford. How you doing, Christy?
Christy Rutherford is in the house.
You know you can learn more about me at BennyRandall.com or BennyOnDemand.com or BennyTheVoice.com. And Christy, where can I learn more about you?
ChristyRutherford.com or ChristyRutherford.com/EPP. You know me.
So silly. Christy, we are in a brand new year. This is the first day of the year. We normally air on Saturdays, but this is a special edition. We want to give you a little something fresh to start your new year off with in the new year. So off mic, I was talking to Christy and I was like, you know, we want to give them a special edition, Christy. And we're going to title this show, Are You Still Operating on Old Ideas in the New Year? Why, ladies and gentlemen? Because how many times have you heard that last year people, oh, I'm telling you, 2019, I'm going to kill it. They still ain't killed it yet. In 2018, they're going to kill it. They still ain't killed it yet. 2017, they're going to kill it. They still ain't killed it yet. I say all of that to say this, ladies and gentlemen. Unless you're making a commitment to yourself and your business, ain't nothing going to change. And if you're still using the same old ideas in each new year, you're going to get the same results. If you ain't made enough money last year, it's because you haven't changed the things that can change the paradigm of you making more money. What's your thoughts on that, Christy?
Every year, when I think about, even this year, I failed at a lot of stuff and I took a lot of risks, but I was also very successful at a lot of stuff. I tried a lot of different things. I hired a lot of different coaches to teach me certain things in my business, and it changed the model, but it also increased my value. So if you've been charging the same price for the past 4 years and you haven't gone up in your prices, then that's a problem because you have not increased your value. Jim Rohn says, you don't get paid by the hour. You get paid by the value that you bring to the hour. And if you want to make more money, make yourself more valuable. So a lot of people aren't growing their business sense, or they're not growing in personal development. They're not increasing their value and then wonder why they're still struggling year after year after year. So committing to yourself is also about investing in yourself to now drive more value and figure out what you really need.
And ladies and gentlemen, it's what I've been telling my clients this year, and I tell them all years, and that is very, very simple, is you got to think bigger, man. You got to think way beyond what you've seen. You got to, and the only way to do that is to, one, get coached by somebody who is thinking bigger and creating bigger deals, or get around people who are creating and doing bigger deals. Someone's told me this story one time about Jackie Kennedy Onassis, and someone asked her, they said, if your family is very wealthy, if you lost all your money, what would you do to regain your wealth? And she said she would go buy the nicest dress she could find, and she'll leave the tag on it because she will be returning it. She would go to the most expensive restaurant and she'll order water. Okay, you know what you mean by that, just meaning like she's not really going there for the the food or whatever. She's going there, and she says she would go there on a regular basis. just so she can listen to the conversations that are around her. Because she know in those type of environments, she would some ideas she will get that she'll be able to go back, execute, and therefore create her wealth back in a year or two. That was her mindset. You know what I mean? Often I hear people saying, I'm trying to work on it. I'm trying to get my things together. And they're always trying, you know. And I want to tell you people like this, you got to think there is so much more money out there. I can't even begin to explain to you, you know, the blessings I've had to be around billionaires in these last 2 years. That's just been incredible. And many, many different billionaires. And I can tell you their conversations are different. They don't just talk about getting that one client. They talk about changing the world. They talk about changing planets. They talk about solving problems that people have overlooked. And when you solve, the bigger your problems you solve, the more money will flow towards you. See, if you've never been around somebody who've made $50 million, that's going to look like it's unattainable. But when you get around people that make $100 million, people who make $1 billion, whatever, it increases your awareness of what is actually possible. And therefore will get you to thinking different. You understand? Does that make sense, Chrissy?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of times.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Go, Chris.
People need some new friends. I just put it out there. If your friends are whack and you're the average of your five closest friends, you whack too. If your friends are broke and always struggling in the sweet by, trying to get ahead, we just trying to make it, and we struggling and we always gonna be on the bottom, then that's who you're going to be. I don't have broke conversations. You can't call me and if we're not talking about moving ahead, getting this money, impacting other people or purpose or destiny, we're not talking. I'm not having conversations that's always, you know, we're always talking about the past or why we can't move ahead and why we can't do something. I'm just not that person. So when you get around people who are hungry for their dreams and we can feed off of each other where there isn't any haterade involved. If I tell somebody I can't do something, I remember when I called you, and I was all sad because I was real broke and I had to pay you. And I could, you said, oh, no, I'm not trying to hear that. Like, I've never heard you. I was dragging bottom, boy. I was dragging bottom. This was like 2 years ago. And it was like, oh, I'm not trying to hear that. I'm hanging up on you. And you did. And did not call me back. Like, he was like, I don't even want to hear that.
There it is.
Stop. So, it's, you know, when you think about old ideas, sometimes you need to circulate your friends. And you've always told me, Chris, you need to get into better events. And when you were telling me that, I didn't have any money to get into better events. So I was watching stuff on YouTube. But this year, I've invested in those, you know, those events where that cost money. And the conversations and the energy of the people are completely different. So either you can watch it on YouTube for free, or you can just keep saying that you don't have access. But once you start taking action and committing that you're going to do it, you'll eventually get the money to have access.
Mm-hmm.
And there is completely different conversations that go on in the $97 room and the $15,000 room. Completely mm-hmm. different.
And let me tell you something about access, and then we'll get into this topic. You know how we get on and we start talking and we just be going on. We forgot what we was even supposed to be talking about. So, but
I know
I'm just,
what we talk about.
Yeah. I'm just tell about this access thing right here. Access. You can create access any way you want to, okay? Let me tell you something. When I was in the music business before I got to the point where I could call somebody and say, hey, get me backstage or get me here, I didn't have access. So I'm going to tell you what I do. Now, I'm not condoning these things that I've done before, and they may not work now because we're in a whole different society. But I'm going to just tell you, back then, you know, I would find out what the VIP passes look like, okay? You know, at the concerts, I would take a picture of them.
Oh,
and yes.
Lord.
And then I would go to Staples or whatever, or get on the computer and I'll create the pass myself, put my picture on the pass and walk through there and just hope that the security officer that's there is really not holding, picking them up. Now, it didn't work all the time, but the times that it did work, it allowed us access in. You know what I mean? So, right. And the whole point and what I learned back then, this is really important, ladies and gentlemen. I walked in there like I belonged in there. I didn't walk in there like I was scared that somebody gonna see me, because people could read that type of energy. You know, I know my pass wasn't good. You know what I mean? But that it to me, it was. I was VIP. They just didn't give it to me. You understand? So it got me into it got me into the conversations that I wanted to get into. It got me backstage to see the people that eventually connected to me getting that first record deal, and then learning how this stuff works behind it. And one thing I can tell you about access is you're going to pay for it in some fashion or form. You see what I'm saying? You know, back then it wasn't about you sneaking somewhere, somehow to put you in jail or whatever. It would just more say, like, you know, some big guy named Tiny gonna throw you out, you know, side and take off your pass. You see what I'm saying? But the point what I'm saying is, where there was a will, there was a way. And, you know, and until they started making these passes with the holograms and you couldn't do it no more, you know what I mean? I would go to Staples. I found out the sizes and everything. We didn't have Google back then. So, you know, you had to literally kind of get the size, or by, you know, looking at somebody else's pass or whatever. And a lot of times, even the general access passes was the same size. It was just a different color or something like that, right? Ever. So I tell you that story, ladies and gentlemen, not for you to start trying to think you're going to make some VIP passes and go in the back. But what I tell you is that I needed to get around those people to find out how it moves, and to find out how it works, and to find out how it's going to do it. And then what I realized is that there's always a way to get into the right situations, even if it means that you have to work it, even if it means you have to volunteer to get in. I don't care if, you know, if you wanted to get into the Oscars, and then they're going to give you a job where you was like, for instance, I used to be a seat filler. I'm giving up all my things here, you know, where, you know, you would sit in people's seats that were famous. You know what I mean? Because my thought was this: if I sit in a famous seat, it's going to rub off on my ass. Excuse my French. But that was the concept. I know if I could sit in the seat and then people see me sitting next to this person or that person, they're going to be like, oh, whoa, you rolling like that? And there was a couple of occasions people seeing me sitting in the bed, and they didn't even know I was a seat filler back in the days when I was a kid. You understand? And it was like, yo, how you roll? I was like, you know how we do. You know what I mean? You know, people just holler at me. You know what I mean? Just line my ass off. But I was there, and what it did, it put me around people who was making moves, and it got me that access where I needed to be. And then when I was there, the first thing you don't want to do is become a groupie. That's not what you want to do. What you want to learn is how does the system works behind, because in every event, in every meeting and everything, there's a system in how they operate. How is it moving? And it becomes the same thing with money, ladies and gentlemen, too. You can't know how $100 million deal move until you've been part of $100 million deal. Something just recently happened to me, and I'm not going to blow that up here, but I'm going to just tell you, you know, you go for $100 million deal, and then somebody does $1 billion deal, and you didn't gauge yourself properly. You know, so that little amount that you think you got, you know, it could have been 10 or 20 times more if you knew how the system worked behind the movement of the product. Does that make sense, Christy?
Yeah, definitely. I was thinking as you talked, and, you know, standing in the picket, and most people will get back there and then start wilding out because they just want to gain access to be around other people. You did it to study the system to make it work for you. So it wasn't a waste of talent.
I like how she said my criminal activities as talent. I love that. Thank you. You could be my defender.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying it takes skill to figure out a pass and be able to replicate it and get past people, but yeah, I think, you know, but you were hungry. You were hungry for the information. You were hungry to make it work. And so many people think that success comes through osmosis, or if I pray enough, or if I shake a chicken foot, or if I dream the law of attraction long enough, then a leprechaun is going to drop $1 million in my lap. People aren't willing to do the work.
Yeah, it ain't gonna happen that way. You have to lose it. You have to lose it, and you have to bring it. And even today, you know, I tell people you have to feel. As somebody I know that will, you know, they'll be like, when a deal didn't go their way, they'll be like, I'm real salty, and it's embedded in them and salty. So as somebody I know that will say that, you have to lose it to know how to gain it. I don't know if that makes sense. So in other words, you have to have the experience of not winning in order to know how to get it the next time. It's the same way all great runners have lost many races until they started to win them. So it's that experience, once again, that will take you to the next level and make you say, okay, I approached this deal this way. Never again will I do it that way. The next time that opportunity happens, I'm going to approach it in a different way and see if I have a better result. Because I already know. See, the more you know what don't works, the closer you get to what do works. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah, yep. Can the church say amen? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know what
Hallelujah.
I mean? But I mean, that makes sense. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Business Matrix. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., along with Christy Rutherford. We'll be right back after this short break.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
We are at the halfway point, man. I'm telling you, when we get on this conversation on this podcast, I'm telling you, it's some powerful ideas that come. That's why I love communicating with you through this this microphone along with other powerful people. I'm Benny Randall Jr. We got Christy Rutherford. And we're talking about, are you using old ideas going into the new year? So now we're at the halfway point. We're going to get right on this topic, Christy. Christy, give the listeners an example of using old ideas in the new year.
Okay. An old idea. Coaching, you know, coaching can be very static. And if you were broke 4 years ago, I would say, you know what? 2017, I was charging $168. I don't even know how I got to $168, but I was charging $168 for a session. Well, you talked to me one time for an hour, and I was doing once a month for $168. I was so broke, I was begging for that money, too. And when somebody didn't give me that $168, I was hurt.
Give me $168.
Hey. I am giving you full value, but I didn't know what my value was. I didn't have any money. I'm just coming out of the trenches. This is before I hired you. I'm doing Facebook Live. I mean, 15, 20 minutes. I done wrote a gazillion books. I've done all these things. And by the time I end up getting to you, and I said, I should be Oprah rich. All the work that I've done, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I don't know why I can't, you know, I can't make it. I don't know why I don't have any money. How much? And when you gave me your price, of course, I didn't have it, but I said, we're going to make this work. You know, a leprechaun is going to drop his money in my lap, and the Lord is going to give me the money. But then once I started working with somebody, you said, Christy, why would anybody pay you? You're giving your information all away for free. Right? Like, mm-hmm. I'm doing 15, 20-minute Facebook Live 2-3 times a week. And what you got? Bob the Builder going on in the background? What you doing back there?
I apologize.
You know, my ADD kicking in. So, but you know, but the thing about it was that was an old model where I wasn't making any money, where I could have continued to do that and then complain year after year after year that I'm not making any money. But once I started to invest in myself and talk to somebody who had the results that I want, you started to point out stuff that I was doing wrong. And we said it before, I did not like you because you started making me do stuff that was against and completely in contrast to what I was doing that wasn't working. So I'm fighting you to not do what you know would work because it made me uncomfortable.
You was fighting to remain the same.
Yeah, my client told me yesterday, last night, that initially when we started working together, I stressed her out.
Mm-hmm. No,
you know?
Really?
And now, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, welcome to the club. If you, you know, and if I stressed her out, but now she says I should look forward to it. It's because it's the same thing with me. I was breaking her limited thinking. I wasn't listening to the story of why she couldn't get ahead. I wasn't listening to what she can't do but create new ideas and a different perspective of who she should be. So everybody that's listening to us right now has the capacity to be greater than who they are. But I was content with telling my friends I was broke, and they would listen to me. Even though I'm going to get it and I'm hungry for it, she was content with listening to people. You know, she has a very successful business, but being used by other people and serving other people and speaking. I mean, 33 speaking engagements a year, serving on 15 to 30. Nonprofit boards where she got to pay her money to be on the board. I said, this is outrageous. So if you get around new people and get around,
she had to pay money to be on her own board. I don't, yeah, really?
On a nonprofit board. Yeah. You got to pay money for that.
Wow.
But yeah, so now I have nothing for $168, nothing.
I got a ticket to another coach.
I mean, I can't. Yeah, you can't get me on the phone for $168. This dude told me the other day. He said, "Well, you know, I told him, you know, you're a grown man. Any grown man should be making over $85,000 a year. I'm sorry, like that's my belief. If you grow and you got a family, you should make a six figures. I don't know how you're a grown man said you make $85,000 a year. That's appalling to me. Let's get to the 125. So he said, "Well, I only budget 2% of my salary for coaching." And I said, "Well, how much is that?" And it was like $1,700, so I don't have nothing for that.
Hello. You got the wrong one, brother. That's like that's like walking into Burdoff Goodman asking, "Where's the blue light special?"
Yeah.
You got to go to Kmart.
I didn't know what I was doing.
Hello. Yeah, and I hope people don't think that, you know, we're dogging people who don't have enough money. What we're saying is, just like I explained earlier, and that's about access. If you don't have access, find a way to give access. I'm going to tell you something. You know, people always ask, well, you know, people who are successful don't pay me attention, or they don't, you know, it's not that. It's that you haven't shown your value to them. The moment you show your value to them by your actions, not by your words.
Exactly.
I don't want to hear how good you are doing this.
Yep.
I don't want to hear that you're the best editor in the world, because that's a lie, because there's always somebody better than you. I don't want to hear you're the best photographer in the world, and that's a lie, because there's always somebody who can take pictures better than you. That's not what I want to hear. What I want to see is your actions. Show me your value. You know what I mean? You know what I'm here for. I'm making paper. Bring some money to my table. You know what I mean? Then you know what you're going to do? You're going to get my attention. You know, are you going to get my attention? Because what you show me is that you have value. You know what I mean? And money attracts money. Don't come at me with your sob stories, because I'm going to tell you, I'm not listening to sob stories. The moment you start, you can do all the crying and whining and all you do. All I'm going to do is say, excuse me for a second. And you're going to hear the phone click. And I'm not, that's not that I'm being mean. What I'm trying to show people is that this. Sob stories ain't going to get you there. That works sometimes, and that's good for media, and that looks good outside when your newspapers need a heartwarming story. But one thing I've learned about people who need help, Christy, and I think this is very, very important. I've learned that people who really need help will never ask for it. And people who don't need help will ask you every damn day. And what do I mean by that? People who don't ask for it are usually out trying to make it happen themselves. And they're doing everything they can do. And then they will come upon somebody who can probably move them to that next level. And then it's all about the decision they make when dealing with that person. Okay. And so I know a lot of people say, oh, you got to ask to receive. But what I'm saying is, what works even better is showing your value. And there's so many ways to show your value without even speaking. You understand? Because remember, no matter how much wealth a person has, They always looking to grow it. Okay. And if they're looking to grow it, that means they can't do all things by themselves. Because one thing about being an entrepreneur, you have to learn how to delegate. Okay. And that means you need a team. You know, it looks good when people see me working with Bashani International, all that, but I have a team behind me that make things go. You know what I mean? I have people that are incredible writers that make things happen. That's how we get those books out. Because if you read my book before it was edited, child, please. That's all I'm going to tell you, child, please. You'll be like, hold up. What Benny talk about? What he talking about? He got so many misspellings in here, boy. You just don't even understand this. You know what I mean? If I didn't have Kevin doing the engineering and the editing on these things, there'll be a whole lot of people whose shows will be never get up. You know what I mean? Because when I'm doing what I got to do, I ain't got time to be waiting on that type of stuff. So I'm saying all that, you got to have a team. All right. So here's one idea that I think people keep doing and expecting a different result. The way you approach your problems and your problems in your business. If what you did in 2019 and 2018 and 2017 didn't work, that should tell you have to try something different. You can't say it's a new year, you know, because every year, you're right, we have a clean slate. But what happens is people drag their dirt from the previous years and they continue to do the same exact thing, saying, oh, it is going to work this time in 2020. This is not going to work. Well, I don't think so. If it ain't worked the last 2 or 3 years, it's probably not going to work now because things are advancing to a whole nother level, if that makes sense. So if your old ideas are not working, you know, if all you do when you get ready to promote an event is put it on Facebook and you get no results, what that tell you? Maybe you're not talking to the right people. If you send you published a book and you got less than 500 people to purchase it, they probably your family or your homies or your frenemies. Even frenemies will buy every now and then just to see what you're doing. You understand? But what has to happen, you have to approach things bigger. And remember, you know, I want everybody to listen to this show. I want you to go outside wherever your state, wherever you live at. And I want you to go down to the downtown area of your city. And I want you to look around at all those humongous buildings over there. Guess what? Each one of those buildings are owned by somebody. That's what I've learned. All right. I was just listening to a deal where somebody bought the building for $1.2 billion. And 5 years later, they're selling that same exact building right here in New York City for $2.5 billion. Now, all you smart people, I want you to do the math. In 5 years, you paid $1.2 billion. 5 years later, you're going to sell it for $2.5 billion. Christy, with your smart self, how much money they just made?
$1.3 billion.
Just like that. In 5 years. Right. So if you break down the amount of money that they just made, that means you would have to take that $1.3 billion and divide that by five. That's how much money they made from making that initial investment. OK, now here's the kicker, because they were so clever in actually doing this deal, the debt on their loan for the building was only $250 million. Part of the deal, Christy, now this is a kicker, part of the deal of them acquiring this building at 1.3 more was that the debt owed was $250 million will be kicked down to only $50 million, which means they got like an 80% discount. So it would clear out all the debt.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? They will walk away with what they walk away, and then they will steer clear for $100 million after everything is said and done. That's gangster. That's serious money right there. That might be a little too deep than some of these people listen, but what I'm trying to tell you is that somebody owns those buildings. people around here trying to just figure out how they can own an apartment or how they can rent an apartment. Why don't you buy the damn building? Start right there. Buy the building, live upstairs, and rent out to everybody else. That could be your first investment, but you got to make some investments. Does this make sense, Christy?
Yeah. What you talked about earlier was, it's not about me clowning somebody, because I don't clown people, because, you know, once you broke, you learn you can't be clowning people because you can be on the bottom too.
Boom.
But I think that if you're making $85,000 and the people around you are making $125,000, $150,000, that means that there is $125,000 and $150,000 to be made. You just have to figure out how to get your hands on it. You can't say, well, they're not giving it to me. You never ask. Well, I don't know how to ask. Well, you're afraid. What you doing about the building? What you building? You making a smoothie or something in the background?
I'm on mute, so I don't know what you're hearing now. I'm on mute.
Person on the phone.
Yeah, so I guess that maybe they tapping the phones for this information is so powerful. We're going to tap it before it's even aired. Yeah, but no, I'm on mute, sister, so I don't know what you're hearing.
Who else is on this phone? Okay, let me finish, and then we'll wrap up. But there is so much value to be had. You have so many gifts that are within you, but if you're operating on old data coming into the new year, you're going to continue to charge, and you're going to continue to be broke, you're going to continue to struggle, you're going to continue to not know what's in you. Once you get around other people who are dreamers as well, then new people will tell you, this is the key. I want everybody to listen up and grab a pen and a piece of paper. Write this down. Your old friends cannot see you for who you want to be. They will only see you for the trials and the tribulations that you made. Just like your family can't see you as, you know, being as successful as you want to be and being a dreamer, because they used to change your pampers and they remember when you fell down and they remember the super stuff that you did. Like, if your friends only bring up the stuff that you've done in the past and the stuff that you wish that somebody would bury and just let go of, and they continue to bring it over, you know, bring it up over and over and over again, they can't see you for who you want to become or how great you are even in this moment. New people don't know your old history and don't know your old stuff. They don't know where the skeletons are buried. They don't know how to bring up stuff to continue to cut you down year after year after year. They can see you for face value. And if you have a hard time knowing what your value is, be around some new people, because they will start to appreciate you for who you are in this moment and won't continue to remind you of what you used to do in the past.
That is so powerful. As they say, you know, old eyes can't give you a new vision. You know what I mean?
Yep.
A lot of times people are so stuck in the past that they can't be in the present. And, you know, if you know how many times people will reach out to me online and be like, hey, Benny, Betty, I know how you do, Betty. Like, you really doing the damn thing. But I remember when you was broke. Okay, I remembered it too. I'm just not there right now. You know what I'm saying? Or I remember when you used to go to school, like so and so. Okay, and so let's talk about what we're doing right now. You know what I mean? Those type of people are not the people you want to be around, because they're trying to take you back to a point where they felt like they were better than you in their mindset.
Yes.
So, and if they can get you back to the saying, oh yeah, you're right, you was better than me or whatever, then they can feel good about themselves, because they truly can see the difference of who you are right now. And that's what bothers them the most. You just don't know how many people I had to block and delete, you know, because they'll be like, oh, my goodness, didn't you go to so-and-so school? Yeah, I did. Oh, you remember when? I ain't really got no time to remember that. You know what I mean? Let's just say I know where I came from, but I know where I'm at right now. Now, if you want to talk about some moving forward things and you want to talk about what's going on right now, we can have it. And if you know, and then right after that comes, oh, man, you know, you're doing good. You know, you should just, you know, you remember old days, you should hook a brother up for free. You don't walk in the grocery store that your friend owns and say, you should give me groceries for free. You either going to go pay or you ain't going to eat. You know what I mean? So that's all, you know what? That's a whole nother, Chrissy, that's a whole nother show.
we can end it and pick it up and talk about, you know, your friends, but this is, you know, old ideas. Old ideas can also be circulated by old people that you need to let go of. So as you're moving into the new year, if you want to get to the next level, you probably gonna have to get yourself a new set of friends.
You know what? Speaking of that, then you know what we'll do then? The next episode, right after this episode, would be your old friends. We're gonna call it, you probably need some new friends in your life in this new year. All right. That's what we're going to call it. You probably need some new friends in your life in this new year. That's going to be the next episode. Yeah. This was a special edition right here of the Business Matrix. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, along with Christy Rutherford. You can learn more about me at BennyRandall.com or BennyOnDemand.com. And I got some new and exciting things happening this year. But you know me, I don't talk about it. I just be about it. So when it shows up, it's going to be already ready to go. You know what I mean? So I ain't going to tell you what's coming. I'm gonna just show you how we rock it, baby. You know what I mean? Christy, how people can learn more about you?
You can find out more about me at ChristyRutherford.com, and you can check out my new my upcoming group coaching program. We start January 13th at ChristyRutherford.com/ECT.
Boom, just like that, ladies and gentlemen. Until next time, we love you and you can't do a damn thing about it. Good night.
Hola.
Thank you for listening to The Business Matrix. To learn more about the show, head over to BashaniRadio.com. Join us next week for another powerful episode. Be sure to like us on social media and subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Until next time, keep growing your business one customer at a time. The Business Matrix.